they don't seek treatment because they believe that it's tradition, it's something that's caused traditionally, so they wouldn't seek treatment until the bleeding gets heavier and thicker. That's when they are rushed to the hospital and they're told that they have cervical cancer. But at the early stages, they wouldn't seek treatment.
Had the villagers that you did this awareness program with ever learnt much about cancer before, or was this the first time they were really hearing about it?
This was the first time, the very first time they've heard of cervical cancer, I mean cancer in general.
Do you think that maybe there needs to be a bigger awareness campaign out into the remote areas of the country then?
Yes, there should be more awareness into the rural areas because a lot of awareness is going on, but it's more in urban areas and the information is not getting down to the rural communities, which are greatly affected by cancer.
Did you receive much assistance from the government to be able to go out and do this awareness program? How did you fund it?
All right, so that's the very interesting part. The PNG Cancer Relief Society operates out from money raised through fundraising activities that we ourselves host. And through the funds collected, we prioritize where to spend. So one of our priority areas is awareness. The next, we also assist whenever there's a problem that arises within the cancer center and where the government can step in, especially like we purchase chemotherapy drugs. We fund equipment repairs. We also provide liquidized and supplementary meals for cancer patients because they're unable to eat, and because of the kind of treatment they receive, they have to eat a very balanced meal.
The government in PNG has identified cervical cancer as a very big issue for them. It's something they really want to tackle head on. But, of course, for the majority of women who live out in the remote areas to be able to get access to treatments, they have to know the symptoms first. So do you think maybe that the government should be taking a bigger role in this awareness-raising campaign?
Yes, I think there should be a lot of attention put into cancer awareness, especially in rural areas. There isn't much attention paid into cancer at the moment. We see that cancer would become like tuberculosis or malaria in the near future, like 5 years' time, if the government doesn't pay attention to this. We'd love to see if the health department and ministry could fund the Cancer Relief Society so we could get out there and get the message out. And even we see that pap smear is a problem for women out in the rural areas. They, due to transportation and finance, they can't travel into town to get tested, to know their status. So we hope to see that we could take visualization, there's a training on visualization for cervical cancer. So we hope to get that training down to the health workers so they could carry out that at the rural areas to identify cervical cancer at the earliest stage.